Okay. So now we will start verse 4 commentary by Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. This is a long commentary. It may take a few sessions for us to discuss this commentary. So we are discussing about three things which are obstacles to a person's practice of devotional service. One is prajalpa. Second is discussion about or meditating on impersonal liberation or liberation. And the third is attachment to serving Lakshmi and Narayan, worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan. So, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, in this first theme, is going to talk about attachment through mercy. How you develop attachment through mercy? Raghunath Das Goswami ends verse 4 with a similar instruction to that he has given in other verses. Vraje Radha Krishnau Swarati Manidau Tvam Bhajamana. So, interestingly, in the first 4 out of 4 verses, he has told Vraje Radha Krishna. Very clear, right from the first verse onwards. Worship Radha and Krishna, O mind. But this time he explains why we should worship Radha and Krishna. He says, Radha and Krishna give us something very important. Swarati Dau. Dau means give. They give us attachment to themselves. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in great detail that our problems arise from our indifference or lack of attachment to God. Jiva Goswami also at the beginning of the Bhakti Sandarbha says, all our problems begin from the fact that a person turns away from God. So that is like compared to a lid that covers a candle. As soon as the lid covers the candle flame, immediately darkness envelops the lid. So that lid is compared to envy. And the darkness that is enveloping the lid is Maya. So the darkness, suffering is not due to, the root cause of suffering is not due to darkness. The root cause of suffering is the lid covering the flame. The flame is Krishna Bhakti. The lid is envy of the living entity towards Krishna. And the darkness is Maya. So the solution for this whole thing is to break the lid. Breaking the lid means
break.
This is Baldev Vidya Bhushan example he gives in Baldev Vidya Bhushan's commentary on Tattva Sandarbha. Tattva Sandarbha mein Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives this example. That envy is like the lid which covers the lamp. So when the lid is broken, what happens?
Illumination.
There is no darkness. Darkness is a byproduct of the lamp being covered by envy. So the real solution is to actually break the lid. And that lid is envy towards Krishna. Turning our face away from Krishna. So, therefore, complete destruction of darkness does not take place by other processes such as yoga, jnana, nishkama karma yoga, etc. Because the lid of envy is not really broken. That lid of envy is broken by bhakti only. It is broken and a relationship with Krishna is established. Yaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhika. Because the sense of maya is because we do not allow Krishna to enter because of our envy. Because when we allow Krishna to enter by breaking that envy, then there is no question of maya. Because where there is lamp, there is no maya radhika. The majority of people fall into this category, not caring whether God exists or not. What they care about is what happens to themselves. We turn away from God, often saying, I do not care whether God exists or not. We may not even be atheists, but sometimes it is better to be militant atheists like Kamsa or Hiranyakashipu than be merely indifferent. From reading Srimad Bhagavatam as well as from our own life experiences, we can understand that our main problem is that we have no attachment to Krishna. Not that we hate Krishna, because hate is negative attachment. But we are not bothered about Krishna. And as a result, we are wandering unhappily in this material world. So again, in this instruction to his mind, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Vraje Radha Krishnau Swarati Manidau Tvam Pajamana. O mind, worship Radha and Krishna and Vraja because they can give money. Money means a gem, a jewel, treasure. He says, to solve all your problems, you need attachment to Radha and Krishna. And who can give attachment to Radha and Krishna? Radha and Krishna. That's what he is saying. Swarati Manidav. They are the givers of that jewel of attachment to themselves.
But Mahaprabhu said both easy ho jata.
That is true. That is why Sachi Sonum Nandishwarapati Sutatve Smaramana. So, to solve all your problems, you need attachment to Radha and Krishna. They cannot be obtained by some artificial means or by force, but only bestowed upon us by mercy. That is why this theme is called attachment through mercy. Therefore, worship Radha and Krishna in the hope that someday they will give you this attachment. We must understand that the path of bhakti is one of mercy. It cannot be taken by force or achieved by our own efforts, but bhakti is given to us by Krishna. Bhakti is independent and on the level of God Himself. Therefore, bhakti is self-willed. God may either come to us or not. Similarly, bhakti will either come or not. But one way we can receive bhakti is by someone giving it to us. Nevertheless, it does not mean that we should not do something ourselves to get bhakti. Of course, to first get bhakti, we would not do anything.
But after that,
because we don't even know that bhakti is needed or it is important. Nevertheless, it does not mean that we should not do something ourselves to get bhakti. As a rule, people have a strange attitude, thinking that either I am doing something completely myself or this will be given to me completely by mercy. People generally tend to take the extreme stances. I have to earn it, or everything depends on mercy. I don't have to do anything. Generally, ये जो extreme stance लेते हैं लोग. Actually, we like to say that bhakti should come by itself by mercy, because then we can make the excuse that we don't have to do anything. An example of this attitude is the Catholic Church and its indulgences. When the Catholic Church was building St. Peter's, it had to raise funds for it. Someone had the brilliant idea to accept donations in return for forgiving sins. It was the most brilliant technique for collecting donations that has ever been created. Accordingly, indulgences appeared. You did not have to do or believe in anything. You just had to give some money to God's work and you'll be saved. That is confession is different. This is called as indulgences. Hence, one of the most popular religions originated in the 16th century as a result of one honest monk called Luther, who resented this trading of indulgences. This was Martin Luther. Not Martin Luther King Jr. This is Martin Luther Sr. He had nothing to do with the Black Reformation. He was like a Protestant ka yetari. I think he was the beginner of the Protestant movement. So, hence, one of the most popular religions originated in the 16th century as the result of one honest monk called Luther, who resented this trading of indulgence. How can you save yourself from sin just by donating some money? When Luther saw this hypocrisy and abuse of religion, he was inwardly outraged. He hung a memorandum on the wall of the cathedral saying that a person is saved not by deeds but by faith alone. We have faith. Without faith, we just come try to. His statement was made in an honest way and with good intentions. He wanted to stop the abuse where people were told, just do something and you will be saved. As a result, the church declared him a heretic. Yes, इनको सुनेंगे तो चर्च को पैसा नहीं आएगा फिर. For the indulgences, you had to at least pay some money. Now with Luther, you don't have to do anything. Declare, I believe. And that's it. All that you need to do is to believe in Jesus. And you are saved. You don't have to pay any money to the Catholic Church. So they made him into a heretic. People have carried this idea of mercy to the point of absurdity. When people are told that everything comes only by God's mercy and that they just have to believe, they immediately say, everything is fine with me. I have already believed and now I will just wait for the mercy. But the point is that a person should wait for the mercy and simultaneously do everything they can. People cannot understand this point because they think that if I wait for mercy and rely on God, then why should I do anything else? If we are on the ocean in a fragile boat and there is a storm raging, should we just pray? We must pray and simultaneously row because God helps those who help themselves. Mercy is the source of everything, but this does not mean that we should not make any effort. Like, journey home, mein, does this remind you of some story? In Man Mandir, when Maharaj was staying with रमेश बाबा जी सेड, अरे रमेश बाबा जी को पूछे कि क्यों ये स्टिक रख के सो रहे हैं, तो बोले कि लोग ने बोला कि ये बरसाना का माउंटेन में मानगढ़ में उन्होंने टाइगर को स्पॉट किया. तो बोले कि ये स्टिक से वो टाइगर क्या होगा, तो कुछ नहीं होगा. तो स्टिक क्यों रखे? This is just to show to Radharani that I am doing my part. And rest is her mercy. और बाहर ही सोते थे.
अंदर भी सोते रहते
थे. मतलब ऐसा कुछ तो है, something like that. वो टाइम पे कुछ टेंपल वेम्पल नहीं था.
Oh.
ओके सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट थीम दैट ही डिस्कसेस व्हिच इज स्वरति मणि दौ हाउ यू डेवलप अटैचमेंट बाय मर्सी ओके दिस इज द फर्स्ट थीम सो ही सेज इन दिस वर्स Raghunath Das Goswami explains that we should act so that this precious jewel, the treasure of the attachment to Radha and Krishna, comes to us. So basically, it is mercy, swarati mani dau, but we can do something to earn that mercy. That is our effort. Okay, so he says the first most important instruction for action that he gives in this verse is Asat Varta Veshya Visrjamati Sarvasva Harani. The first thing a person should do is to get rid of Asat Varta Veshya. Asat means temporary or unreal. It also means illusory, non-existence, without true substance. Thus, Asat is something that does not exist in reality. Varta means news. A newspaper in Sanskrit is called as Varta Patrika. Patrika means a sheet where the news is shown. Asat Varta means unreal news, some things related to the material world. Veshya means a prostitute. Asat Varta Veshya Visraja, give it up. His first instruction then is that in order to attain this precious treasure of attachment to God, Asat Varta Veshya Visraja, I must turn away and leave this prostitute or woman of easy virtue who is Asat Varta Veshya because she steals. Such women may rob their customers when they have relaxed and fallen asleep. Raghunath Das Goswami says, what does the unreal news of this world do to us? It robs us of spiritual intelligence. Mati Sarvasva Harani. Mati means mind. He says, if you do not give this up, it will deprive you completely of your spiritual intelligence. Actually, we need to understand this time, jab Goa gaya tha, all those books were wiped out. And Achyut Gopal Prabhu and few others, Achyut Gopal Prabhu said, Prabhu, no more WhatsApp. निकाल दिया मैंने अर्जुन प्रिय प्रभु को देखा स्मार्टफोन नहीं था छोटा फोन दिस वॉज वेरी इंस्पायरिंग फॉर मी एक्चुअली सो ही सेज दैट ही सेज असत वार्ता वेश विसृजमति सर्वस्व हरणी इफ यू डू नॉट गिव दिस अप इट विल डिप्राइव यू कंप्लीटली ऑफ योर स्पिरिचुअल इंटेलिजेंस Actually, we need to understand how this happens because if we do not understand, then we will sooner or later be deprived of our spiritual intelligence. We know that most prostitutes usually look attractive. And in the same way, the news of this world is also attractive. When you open the newspaper or start watching TV, everything is so attractive. When you open the newspaper or to start watching TV, everything is so
attractive. Hum kuch news sunte hoping that isko kuch hum use karenge ya kuch aisa to wo drishtikon se karna galat hai kya matlab some young actress committed suicide aisa kuch aisa news aata hai so we may quote that saying that like material world suffering
see first thing na two things will happen three things will happen One may be little favorable, two things which are unfavorable. You have to see what you want. First thing is, when you read this, you have to be sure you can protect your purity.
वो पढ़ने से
हाँ,
वो सबसे जगह से ढूंढ के वो पढ़ेगा तो बहुत कचरा और भी रहेगा
उसके साथ, खाली वो लाइन पढ़ के छोड़ देगा उतना आपको
कंट्रोल
है क्या, कैसा हुआ, क्या हुआ और क्या हुआ, किसके साथ अफेयर था, वो सब पढ़ेगा. कैन यू मेंटेन योर प्योरिटी, फर्स्ट थिंग. सेकेंड, अल्टीमेटली प्योरिटी इज द फोर्स. सेकेंड थिंग, your audience who hear it from you, they will think ये पढ़ता है तो और क्या क्या पढ़ रहा होगा, सोचेंगे कि नहीं. He knows this news means he must be knowing many such news. Then what updated. All he must be reading
updated.
So I thought with a smartphone he was reading Veda based. So it looks like with this smartphone he was actually reading news. सोचेंगे कि नहीं. अभी you are quoting from something means you have read it. खाली read नहीं किया, you have उसके बारे में चिंतन भी किया है. है कि नहीं? This is one thing. These are the two unfavorable things. First thing, the actual force for your preaching, which is purity, may be compromised. Second thing is the person, you will actually, you think you are impressing that person, but you will, that person will lose trust in you as a, he will find you as a very entertaining person. But he may not necessarily believe in you as a very spiritually potent person.
Entertaining speaker.
He will see you as a source of entertainment, he may not necessarily see you as a source of inspiration. One good thing is it may help you in your preaching, but question mark है, but उसका cost क्या है हमको ये देखना पड़ेगा.
नहीं तो अगर कोई ऐसा बताया news तो उसको बोल सकते हैं कैसा सुना.
Again उसका वो second issue है ना.
कौन सा?
उसको ये पता है तो और क्या क्या पता होगा. अदरवाइज लेट हिम टेल दिस न्यूज ना. लेट दैट पर्सन ओनली इफ दे आर अप टू डेट, लेट देम प्रभु जी इन द क्लास, लेट देम यू मेक अ पॉइंट, प्रभु जी सही है एक्चुअली ना ऐसा हुआ था. सो व्हेन यू हियर दैट, ऑन दैट यू कैन मेक सम कमेंट्स. सो यू आर नॉट टेलिंग दैट यू नो इट.
नहीं तो दिस पर्सन वॉज जस्ट शेयरिंग for the class ABCD koi about this aisa matlab. So in that way isse suna tha to dekho how it matches with shastra aisa
like that you
like that mere ko kisi ne bataya abhi aate
hain agar koi bataya to
ha
otherwise you don't have to ye hero ko ye hua ye heroine ko ye hua what does a sadhu have to know to why does he have to know what all these things? That's what they think. They may appreciate your general knowledge, but they will not appreciate spiritual you as a spiritual being.
Purity is the force of Amesha Yadav.
So, he says, Raghunath Das Goswami says, तो वो उस दिन आप राधा वल्लभ प्रभु वॉकिंग विद हिज वाइफ, व्हाई डू वी हैव टू, व्हाट डू वी हैव टू डू, दैट इज हिज प्राइवेट लाइफ, व्हाट इज द नीड फॉर अस टू वॉच इट, रीड अबाउट इट, कमेंट ऑन इट, कुछ जरूरत है क्या?
वो इनविटेशन कार्ड का सर्कुलेशन था
जो भी है, बट आप जाने वाले हैं, व्हाट इज द नीड. Again, the point is, हमको कुछ जरूरत है क्या? It will just agitate you. मतलब जैसे कि वो जा सकते हैं तो मैं भी, I can also. मुझे क्या 50 साल हो गया क्या? So it may give that seed of that desire. Raghunath Das Goswami says, what does the unreal news of this world do to us? It robs us of spiritual intelligence. Mati means mind. He says that Asat Varta Veshya, if you do not give this up, it will deprive you completely of your spiritual intelligence. Actually, we need to understand how this happens, because if we do not understand, then we will sooner or later be deprived of our spiritual intelligence. We know that most prostitutes usually look attractive, and in the same way, the news of this world is so attractive. When you open the newspaper or start watching TV, everything is so attractive. Our minds are drawn to it. But the news of this world is just like a prostitute who must first seduce the person. And how do prostitutes do that? They have special manners. They dress in a particular way and they put on special makeup. But what is actually their essence? Their intention is to rob and turn their client into a pauper. The story of Akbar and Birbal nicely illustrates this point. Akbar was a great Muslim emperor and Birbal was his advisor. Akbar once asked him, I have heard from the Indian scriptures about apsaras. And it is also mentioned that there are witches. And Akbar said, you can do anything, Birbal. Bring an apsara and a witch here to the palace. I want to see them. ये पता है स्टोरी आपको? बीरबल थॉट एंड फाइनली फाउंड अ वे आउट. ही टुक हिज वाइफ एंड वेंट टू अ प्रोस्टिट्यूट. देन ही टोल्ड बोथ ऑफ देम, कवर योर फेस एंड योर बॉडीज एंटायरली टुमारो एंड व्हेन वी आर गोइंग टू द कोर्ट रूम वेयर द सुल्तान सिट्स. नेक्स्ट डे अकबर सीटेड ऑन हिज थ्रोन एस्ड, वेल बीरबल, have you brought me an apsara and a witch? He said, yes, I have, your majesty. Here are the two of them. The Sultan said, show me the apsara first. I want to have a look. It is always nice to see someone beautiful first. Birbal went up and told his wife to remove her veil. The emperor saw an old wrinkled woman wearing ordinary clothes. He said, this is an apsara? Who is this ugly old woman? Birbal said, your majesty, this is an apsara. Believe it or not, she is my wife and is so chaste, so kind and so affectionate. So he says, Birbal said, your majesty, this is an apsara. Believe it or not, she is my wife and is so chaste, so kind and so affectionate. My wife takes such nice care of me like no apsara would ever be able to. She is a true apsara. He said, okay, well, show me the witch now. He went up to the prostitute, removed her veil and saw a beautiful woman and then said, here is the real apsara. Whom did you show me before? रियल अप्सरा तो ये है, किसको दिखाया आपने मुझे पहले? बीरबल सेड, नो योर मजेस्टी, दिस इज अ विच, बिकॉज एज सून एज यू आर लेफ्ट अलोन विथ हर, शी विल गेट हर टीथ इन टू यू एंड वोंट लेट यू गो अंटिल शी हैज सक्ड ऑल योर ब्लड. हियर रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी सेज, Asad Varta Veshya, the news and events of this world, the things of this world seem very attractive and we fall easy prey to them all. An aspiring disciple came to me once and begged for forgiveness because he said that a woman had seduced him. At the same time, I could see that he very much liked the fact that he had been seduced. There wasn't a trace of remorse on his face, although he was saying, please forgive me, I could not resist. We are so easily beguiled because we want to be. This desire for fleeting pleasures resides deeply in our hearts. we begin to justify ourselves in various ways. For example, the man who said that he had been seduced then hopefully asked me, well, may I continue this relationship or not? I told him no. To which he said, what if I make her a devotee? This is how our mind works. We have this deeply hidden desire or even just a hope to enjoy the material world, and this is the main problem. Why does a person so easily fall prey to a prostitute? Precisely because a hope lives in his heart that he will be able to be happy. By fair means or foul means, we have been struggling to be happy for a very long time, despite all of our experiences to the contrary. When we invite this material happiness, we also invite misery, because material happiness and unhappiness are two sides of the same coin. But so long as the hope for enjoyment and material happiness is hidden deep inside us, temptation remains. The moment we are faced with temptation, this hope for enjoyment immediately pops up in front of us and says, yes, that's it. You have never had that. Srila Prabhupada made a very nice comparison about the nature of the manifestation of temptation in our life. He explained what our subconscious mind looks like by using a contemporary example. He says that our subconscious mind is like photographic film. Impression. O zamane ka. We have a film roll. Usme first impression gir jata hai. Phir wo impression ko aap develop karke wo photo mein aa jata hai. Yaad hai aapko? Purana zamane ka.
Black and white.
Black and white nahi. Even color photos. Before the digital cameras came.
Andhere room mein leke jaate hai.
Black room mein jaake. उसको यू नो यू डेवलप इट. याद है आपको? ही सेज दैट आवर सबकॉन्शियस माइंड इज लाइक अ फोटोग्राफिक फिल्म. ऑफ कोर्स नाउ डेज सच फिल्म इज प्रैक्टिकली अ थिंग ऑफ द पास्ट, बट नॉट सो लॉन्ग अगो देर वर नो डिजिटल कैमरास, बट ओनली दोज दैट रिक्वायर्ड फिल्म. दिस काइंड ऑफ फिल्म हैड सिल्वर क्रिस्टल्स, एंड व्हेन द फिल्म वॉज एक्सपोज टू लाइट फॉर सम टाइम, these silver crystals underwent a reaction. In areas where the silver was, everything goes black. But what else needs to be done to the film to create a photograph? It must first be developed, and then it must be fixed. Ek fixing developing solution mein dal ke usko develop karte hain, fir ek fixing solution mein leke usko पूरा फिक्स कर देते हैं. एट द बिगिनिंग देयर इज नो इमेज विजिबल, एंड दिस सिचुएशन इज लाइक अवर मटेरियल लाइफ. द विस्पर ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट ऑफ मटेरियल लाइफ, सो टू स्पीक, लीव्स इंप्रेशंस ऑफ संस्कारस इम्प्रिंटेड ऑन अवर सबकॉन्शियस माइंड. दीज संस्कारस आर लाइक द अनडेवलप्ड इमेज ऑन अ फिल्म. There is a long film inside us with many, many shots. We have photographed everything that has happened to us for so long. All the images of our enjoyment are there in our subconscious mind, and it is a very large album. However, the major part of these images are not yet developed. But the samskaras are there in the form of original imprints. How does it develop?
Dark room mein kuch
nahi hai. So you are explaining the analogy. In reality,
surface impression management.
How does it develop into a photograph?
जो है
So he says that just like the image develops on film after being immersed into the developer, the developer for the film of our subconscious mind is the environment or prajalpa. So when we get into that environment, our past impressions come up. Words or vibrations serve as the most powerful developer through which memories of sensual pleasures emerge from the subconscious mind. We need to hear about some sense gratification and immediately the image appears that had been hidden there before. For example, people read novels describing indecent or obscene scenes. Fools write and complete idiots read them. Readers devour these types of books because as soon as sound comes, it brings along an image. Along with that image, an image of our own sensual pleasure pops up and the samskara becomes activated. This samskara has been sleeping but is nevertheless alive in the subconscious mind for a long time and now emerges. This is the film developer of our subconscious mind. Another example is that when the spiritual master sows the seed of bhakti in our hearts, the seed of faith, it needs watering in order to grow. Hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam, is the water for our seed of faith. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Unfortunately, there are many other seeds in our hearts growing alongside the small seed of bhakti, the bhakti lata bij. We have been planting them there for a long time. To grow, these desire seeds also need watering. Just as Shravanam and Kirtanam, just as Shravanam Kirtanam is the seed, is the watering for the seed of bhakti. Hearing and chanting about mundane things is the water that germinates the seeds of material desire. For instance, advertising is often based on sound. In our minds, for instance, advertising is often based on sound. In our minds, sound is linked to the image of material enjoyment, and when we hear that vibration, it evokes a desire in us. The sound in an advertisement for Pepsi, for instance, makes us feel like drinking a Pepsi. Using the same process, Shravanam and Kirtanam, the seeds of material desires grow rapidly in our heart. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami states, Asad Varta Veshya, we must stop listening to the news of the world because otherwise these images of material pleasures will be constantly growing in our subconscious mind. Krishna also speaks of the same thing. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tadagantasi nirvedam shrotavyascha shrutasyacha. When our consciousness and buddhi go beyond the boundaries of the material world, or when we are free of the illusion of this material world, then shrotavyascha shrutasyacha, we remove the desire to hear this gramya katha. We have to train our minds in accordance with what Raghunath Das Goswami teaches us in the fourth verse, and how he has explained to the mind that we must meditate and focus our mind on. The essence of all these appeals to the mind are, as Raghunath Das Goswami says in the very first verse, Sada Dambam Itva. To once and for all cast away this pride that is manifested in our life as the false ego in its various forms and guises. The damba or ignorance, the attempt to lie to God and to ourselves, spoils our lives. Therefore, appealing to the mind where an infinite number of intricate self-deception mechanisms are contained that enhance our pride. Raghunath Das Goswami instructs his mind to eradicate false attachment. So that is pride. Pride means, he says, self-deception by keeping all those hidden desires. In this world, we easily develop affection and become attached to various things. But mostly, we grow attached to what gives us pleasure or that which we can exploit. A woman may be very attached to her husband if he can be exploited. If he can't be exploited, she is not so attached to him. But the meaning or the principle that lies behind this attachment is the desire to dominate or rule over. Therefore, in the very first verse, Raghunath Das Goswami advises the mind, O mind, become attached to that in relation to which even the thought of enjoying will not occur. Gurau Goshte Goshtalayishu Sujane Bhusuragane Swamantre Srinamni Vrajanavayuvadvandva Sharane. Raghunath Das Goswami explains that as a result of association with saintly persons, Rati Ankura appears, which means the seed or the seed of spiritual attachment. However, when a person begins hearing or repeating empty and meaningless talk, nothing is left for the spiritual attachment. We are squandering the precious intelligence that we have. Our entire life follows our tongue.
Our entire life follows our tongue.
Okay. What our tongue speaks about, there goes our consciousness. As a result of worldly talks, without even our noticing it, our consciousness focuses on the mundane and the ephemeral.
Jidhar words jo jayega, udhar mind
baithega. We think it is acceptable to gossip a little and perhaps talk about some devotees' difficulties in following the regulative principles. There is quite a problem. He could not follow the regulative principles. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that as a result of mundane talk, we first become indifferent to bhakti. One of the results of mundane talk is we become indifferent to bhakti. In the beginning, we find the practice of bhakti to be like a life preserver. We understand that bhakti is something that can save us from the ocean of material existence. But when we waste our intelligence on worldly talk, we become indifferent. We no longer think bhakti is very vital force. Conversely, the taste for worldly news grows more powerful. We can see that the so-called progress of humanity, especially in Kali Yuga, is the progress in the amount of worldly news. First, people wrote books by hand. Then they invented the printing press, first to print the Bible. The printing press was first invented to print Bible. But then mainly to print nonsense. Because previously people wrote down only what was most valuable. Then the radio was invented. But that wasn't enough. Then they invented television. Television is another hotbed of asadvarta. And finally, the most remarkable achievement of Kali Yuga, the internet. The very meaning of the word net means to catch. And it catches our mind and consciousness. There are statistics from 2013 that revealed more than 100 people died from the internet simply because they could not stop. They forgot about eating, sleeping, mating and defending, just surfing the internet for days on end.
Right?
They died. They forget about eating. It is an addiction actually. Therefore, followers of the spiritual path must remember Asat, Varta, Veshya, Visrija. They need to exercise extreme caution. Srila Jiva Goswami says that when we commit an offense in our practice of devotional service, one of the effects of these offenses is that we become attached to the very things that destroy our bhakti. Many devotees love watching television, but it is a most dangerous invention. Perhaps we should introduce a fifth principle in ISKCON.
Hare Krishna.
Many devotees love watching television, but it is a most dangerous invention. Perhaps we should introduce a fifth principle in ISKCON that everyone receiving initiation should follow. No watching TV. Mati Sarvasva Harani. Here Raghunath Das Goswami says that spiritual intelligence is completely gone. The most dangerous and despicable form of worldly news that completely destroys our spiritual intelligence or consciousness is when we begin criticizing others. In the 11th canto is a very important verse. Paraswabhava karmani yap prashamshati nindati sa ashu brashyate swartha asati abhiniveshitah. Krishna says paraswabhava karmani yap prashamshati nindati. When we start to either glorify or censure the activities or the nature of other people, we quickly fall down and forget our true interest as a result of mundane criticism and offenses. The reason is asati abhiniveshatah. Krishna says, because his mind is immediately devoured by the ephemeral.
Yeah.
Our consciousness is devoured by this illusion and we forget that we truly need. This is the meaning of what is happening when we start criticizing others. Okay, so we will pause here. We will continue this discussion later.